listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And a good Friday evening to you. We are in Paris, Kentucky at Bourbon County High School at the Russ Day Gymnasium, the site of the girls' 10th region high school basketball tournament. It's going to be George Rogers Clark, the reigning champions, taking on Mason County, the Lady Royals. These teams haven't met this regular season, and both look to play on in the championship game, which is scheduled for tomorrow. George Rogers Clark arrived here as the district champion. They have won 32 district championships. They roll in here as the 40th district winners as they take on this Mason County team. Mason County comes in. They have a very respectable record, 21 wins, 21-11. They are 7-4 against regional competition, and they come in here right now. They were the runners-up in the 39th district, but able to get a win over Nicholas County, 56-52, and they are playing here in the semifinal four game. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. The Cardinal girls, again, I mentioned the reigning region champions. They have won, now it is two in a row, they have won 6 out of 7, and 7 out of the last 10, so Cardinal girls look to be poised to make another run, Bobby. Mason County will pose a good test.
Mason will pose a good test. They have had a good record, as you said, and yet when you look at the statistics all the way down the line, the Cards are seemingly in the favorable spot. They outshoot them from both the field, the three-point line, the free throw line, and probably the most significant factor is the one where GRC is averaging 66 points a game and Mason County right at just under 54. And that should give on paper the Cards the edge, but it's a one-game season. Anything can happen, and Mason County sure showed the other night that they have the mental to play and compete.
The Mason County team, again, they come in with a 21-11 record on the season. They are coached, and again, Bobby, I don't know how many times we've had this, second-year head coach. We've had multiple boys and girls teams with a second-year head coach. But Paula Booser is here, and Booser comes in. She was at 11-18 last year, improved that record this year, 32-30 overall as a coach at Mason County under the Lady Royals. The GRC team, head coach Robbie Graham, his team, again, Coach Graham's had great success. I'd sit there and rattled off that they won 6 out of the last region tournaments. Coach Graham, he's 6-3 versus Mason County. And when you look at regional tournament meetings, he's 1-1. And each time, Bobby, they played in a regional game, it's been a championship tournament game. This is not a championship, but the stakes are high.
Well, the stakes are high because it's lose and go home, win and keep the hopes alive to get to Rupp.
This Mason County team, they roll in. They have won 4 of their last 5 games, 8 of their last 10. So they're on a winning streak. The last time that the 10th region tournament was won by Mason County girls was 2015 under head coach Piper Lindsay, who left after winning that region tournament, went to a Final Four in the Sweet 16. She went back to her alma mater in Baird County. Then Brad Cox took over for the Lady Royals. He had a very successful six-season stint. He won the 39th district every year that he was coaching there. But then he left, and they brought in Kevin Bundy in 2022, Bobby. And Bundy was hot at that time. He'd come off a region championship Bishop Brossard, but he stayed 1 year.
Right, he had Marie Kiefer up there at Bishop Brossard
sure
and led them to a regional championship. And we never really did get the story on why he left there to go to Mason, but as you said, a very, very short-lived stint.
Well, now they've got Paula Booser, and she's got her team playing here in the semifinals of this region tournament. The officials are at midcourt. The coaches are just about to pull the team captains up there and get the meeting going, which will signify we're ready to go. The pep bands are playing. The cheerleaders are here. The crowd is filtering in. Both teams on the floor going through a shoot-around. We are inside of 10 minutes away from tip-off. We will step aside for a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Threes and girls basketball. We appreciate all those sponsors. Just heard a spot run driving Colby Road and Todd's Road coming in. I saw the CDE. People are on that service.
They're
so that was good.
They're rocking, man.
So that was good.
Yes, sir.
Mason County taking on George Rogers Clark here in girls action. Both these teams out on the floor going through a shoot around. The coaches are bringing their teams now headed to the locker room. The Cardinal girls come in here, and again, they had a much a less strenuous task than Mason County had getting here to this semifinal in the region. GRC coming in, again, the defending champ. This is the third winningest program in all of Kentucky high school girls basketball. When you think about it, going back for 50 years of history of girls basketball, when it was revived, George Rogers Clark, this program has the third most wins of all teams in the state. Bobby, this Mason County team, they played a 2-3 zone the entire time against Bracken County, or Nicholas County, excuse me. They played 2-3 zone. Do you think they're going to zone GRC? Maybe.
I would venture to say that they will begin in it, testing GRC from the arc to see if they, in fact, can make some shots. But if we make a couple, they're going to have to come out of it. And what that'll do is it'll open up lanes because I think GRC is a little quicker athletically. It has more bodies to throw at them. and is certainly going to want to keep the pace up tempo, but zone, I would start in the zone and stick with it if it's working.
Well, the Cardinal girls, when you look at GRC, they are led by Anaya Chestnut in three-point shooting. Kennedy Stamper has the highest percentage in shooting the three. Throw in Jalen Green. She's good from the wing either side. So, and then T. Yeast can put it up. GRC can shoot well from outside. They didn't shoot a lot of threes and didn't shoot them all that well in their opening win.
Well, no, but they had so many other weapons that at their disposal that they were able to take the opposition right out of anything they wanted to do. And with that terrific start to where they skunked them for the first 3 minutes and got a 10 to 12 point lead, it was a no-doubter early on.
I look for Kennedy Stamper to bounce back. She had a 2 for 8 shooting night. She's capable of making 8 shots in the first half. So I look for her to bounce back. She'll run the point, and she could be the factor. Kanaya Jones in the paint at 5'10". She's going to have her hands full as Mason County Alexis Young. They list her at 5'11 in the program. You know, I go down on the floor at 6'2". She's taller than I am. So Kanaya's going to have, will be as good as she can take us.
That's exactly right on that end. And yet on the Stamper comment, look at what they did, and she had an off game. So that shows you the versatility and the depth that Coach Graham has at his disposal.
You know, and Coach Graham's been playing. He's not afraid to go 9-10 players, you know, if he needs to.
He's going to keep the energy up. He's going to pressure the ball. He's going to put a lot of pressure on Alexis Young in the pivot and try to give Kanaya as much help as possible. But don't think McKeely Tabor won't be in her front pocket as well.
What's your thoughts before we go to a break? Mason County, did they not involve Alexis Young in the first half against Nicholas County? Or do you think she just started looking for a shot more? Because she really didn't put up maybe 3 or 4 shots in the first half.
2 or 3, and a lot of times she got the pass on the low block and kicked it right back out instantly, almost like it was a passing drill. And I'm sure that Coach Busser said, hey, big girl, turn around, face the basket, get it up. If we miss, you've got rebounding potential. But combination of both, she probably was looking to get her teammates involved. But in the second half, she was the most effective trying to score.
Yeah, and had 19 rebounds. And I thought, well, it was kind of a really didn't crash the boards. I saw her up around the foul line a lot when shots went up, but evidently when we looked at the final numbers, 19 rebounds
that's
in that game for her.
That's a bunch.
Oh, that's that's getting a lot of them. Well, GRC girls still haven't hit to the locker room. They're out here going through a shoot-around. We're 2.5 minutes away from tip-off. We'll take a one-minute break. One-minute break. We'll come back after these messages.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
The George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls, they have won 3 in a row. They have won 6 of their last 7, but they're put to a test tonight. If you want to advance and play in the region championship, you got to get by Mason County. Mason County's a team, they're coming in here as a district runner-up. But they got a win over a district champion, and they have put themselves in a position to play for the championship game. We've got a good crowd on hand at the Bourbon County Rust Day Gymnasium side of this 10th region tournament. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. Both teams heading to their respective benches. Let's step aside for a two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to have starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all that coming up after these messages.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
10th Region Girls Action semifinal game. George Roger Clark taking on Mason County. Let's go down courtside for tonight's starters.
Have a great event. Enjoy the greatest sporting event around, 10th Region Basketball. And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome here on the campus of Bourbon County High School Rush Day Gymnasium for semifinal night of the 2024 Girls 10th Region Basketball Tournament. Tonight's first semifinal game will feature the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lady Roars of Mason County. And the home team on the scoreboard, the Lady Cardinals of George Rogers Clark. And now, let's meet the starting lineup for head coach Paula Boozer's Lady Roars, run up at District 39 with a record of 21 wins and 11 losses. At forward, a 6'1" in sophomore, number 12, Alexis Young. At forward, a 5'10" in sophomore, number 4, Olivia Hughes. At forward, a 5'10" in sophomore, number 33, Carly Buttery. At guard, at 5'5" in sophomore, number 1, Amira Reed. And at guard, at 5'6" in sophomore, number 11, Adrian Downs-Cabry. And now, let's meet the starting lineup for head coach Robbie Graham's Lady Cardinals with a record of 28 wins and 4 losses, and they're the champions of District 40. At forward, a 5'10" junior, number 10, Kiana Jones. At God, if I put 9 inside for number 2, T, yeast. At God, if I put 7 inside for number 25, Anaya Chestnut. At God, if I put 8 in senior number 24, Makili Tabor. And at God, if I put 5 in freshman number 0, Kennedy Stamper. Officials for the night, Mr. Crystal Bowling, Craig Sanford, Chance Monroe, athletic trainer Andrew Wagner, the timer is Steve Holbrook, and the scorekeeper is Larry McCarty, and on the mic is L1C4.
Semifinal action. Mason County girls, the Lady Royals, they are the visiting team wearing the royal blue uniforms, black numbers, trimmed in black. GRC, the Cardinal girls, the home team, smart-looking uniform as well. Nike swoosh on a white uniform, red number. We get ready to go. T. Yeast at 5'9", jumping up against the 6'2", Alexis Young. Yeast got the tip on her to Tabor. Chestnut loads up a three. We're on the board. Chestnut with a three. So the Cardinal girl picking up half court. Skip pass over from Hughes. Goes left side. Buttery throws a lob stolen by McKeely Tabor. To Chestnut. Anaya Chestnut. Bounce pass on the wing to T. Yeast right side. Entry into Kanaya Jones. Deflected. Stamper's got it. Three ball. Good. 2 for 2. Cardinal girls, and that was Young flying at her.
And that starts her Stamper you were looking for.
That's what we need. In the backcourt, here's a pickoff. McKeely Tabor with her second steal. Driving, got deep, stripped of the ball. It will remain with GRC. Amira Reed made the errant pass and then got back to bust up the play at the rim by Tabor. Inbound to Jones. Cardinal girls with the ball. They've hit two threes. T. East bluff one there. Chestnut will shoot again. This one missed. Kanaya Jones got the offensive board. Beat Stamper at the foul line. 15-footer. Got it. Second 10 scoring. Nets the bucket.
3 for 4 for the Cards early on. A great start.
Hughes goes in the front court. McKeely Tabor got a deflection. The third turnover by Mason County. On the wing, T. East ball fake. Young steps up. They go to McKeely Tabor. Reverse the ball. Stamper's three-point shot, and she is put to the floor. They're going to give her 3 or 2. Olivia Hughes on the foul, and that's going to be a foul on Hughes. There'll be 3 free throws coming. First on Hughes, first on the team.
You talk about a lightning bolt start. 8-0, just outside of a minute being played.
Stamper's free throw comes off, and the thing about it is, these Cardinal girls, they didn't spend a minute, maybe 2 minutes in the locker room. Well, they stayed on the floor.
They're ready to play.
Ready to play. We've done all the talking, I guess, Coach Graham says. It's time to play.
Well, maybe they don't want to be inside with him by themselves anyway in the locker room. They know the stakes. They've been doing this since September, and they're ready to play.
Stamper goes 2 of 3 at the foul line, and Annette Miller in. For GRC, Stamper got a steal. Shovels it off to Chestnut. Put it in.
12 zip in a heartbeat here. Less than a minute and a half as Buescher calls a timeout for the Royals.
Well, the Royals have had the ball 4 times. They've turned it over 4 times. 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Come on and see in and see Randy or Phillip or any of the crew.
Pressure by GRC. Mason County yet to have a shot at the rim. Reed shoots a long three. It was an air ball. She was between the circles. 22, 25-foot shot. And it'll go to GRC with a 12-0 lead. We played a minute and a half. Cards girls scoring early, quick, and often. Stamper, right wing, straight away to Chestnut. And a 2-3 zone. Mason County, they haven't seen a half-court set. GRC has scored that quickly. They have 4 points on rebound putbacks. They have 2 points on a fast break. Yeast got to the baseline. Bounce pass to Miller. Nice shot. That was a tough one. Little shot in the lane.
Yeah, about 6 feet out on the right side, and yet she nailed it.
Quickly in the front court, Buttery double team, throws a pass, deflected, chased down by Hughes. Straight away to Reed. Reed, crossover dribble, can't shake Chestnut. Got in the lane, lost the ball, Miller took it away. Another turnover, 5 for Mason County. Stamper, front court pass to Yeast, deep in her right corner. 2 dribbles, she takes it to the wing, now finds Stamper, left side. Kennedy Stamper looks over at Coach Graham, who barks out the play he wants called. Still in a 2-3 zone. That would be Mason County. Hallie Pfeiffer is in. Miller got it deep, put it up, missed it, got her own board, tried to finish, couldn't do it. And then Miller with a foul in the front court, tried a back tip deflection of Reed, and Annette Miller with, it wasn't really a frustration foul. She was just hustling back, thought she could get a turnover.
Back, tried the back tip, but got a foot tangled up as she was making the attempt.
Kanaya Jones back in. McKeely Tabor goes out for GRC. Alexis Young has it, spinning, got in the paint, kick it out. Buttery, right baseline, picked up by Miller. Buttery, tough angle, floated it up, missed it. Jones with a second rebound. Outlet to Stamper. Throw it the length of the floor. Chestnut got it in. 2 passes, 2 points.
50-foot diagonal pass for the Deuce.
Stamper with the assist, and Chestnut in this ballgame was 7 points. That guard duo, each was 7, Stamper and Chestnut. And the Cardinal girls pitching a shutout, 16-0. Lob pass into Buttery. She missed at the rim, got her own board. Kick it out to Pfeiffer. Straight away, they go to Hughes at the left elbow, now making her move in the paint. A lot of footwork, no call there, and Jones with a rebound off the young miss. Card girls want to run. Miller filled the lane and took her eye off of it. It goes out of bounds. Coach Graham wanted that finish.
That's right, but I tell you what, folks, first 3 minutes, GRC pitching a 16-0 shutout. They have come out ready, locked, and playing well.
Now the second leading scorer on the team, Jaylene Green, checks in. She comes in at the 4.5-minute mark. Hughes throws a pass. Buttery caught it. Jones hit the deck. Buttery shovels it off. And again, Mason County turned it over. 6 turnovers, Bobby, and they've had 2 shots. Both of them missed.
Yeah, and in 4.5 minutes, and to say that the Lady Royals are shook is an understatement.
GRC pushes it into front court. Stamper on the dribble between the circle. Still a 2-3 zone. Coach Booser playing that 2-3 zone. Green, her first touch of the ball is on the left wing, straight away to Stamper. Kanaya Jones will position herself just off the right lane. Chestnut runs the baseline. Stamper hooks a pass to her. Anaya, 3-point shot, not there. T. Yeast up above everyone to pull it down. Finds Jones, ball fake, shovel it over to Stamper. Baseline 3, got it from the right side.
How about 19-0, just inside the 4-minute mark.
GRC, 3 of 4, shooting the 3-point shot. They are scoring on offensive boards. And then Kanaya Jones with a foul as Buttery put it up in the paint. Jones just happened to be one of those excuse me fouls. Her first, team second. It'll put Buttery at the free throw line. I thought she had a good opening game against Nicholas County. She hit double figures, Bobby, and played a lot of minutes.
Well, and was very, very consistent against that squad and did a heck of a job of holding her team in check and together, because they needed some continuity, and she was the glue.
Perry Downs, the starter, back in. Pfeiffer comes out as Buttery makes a free throw, and second one missed, but we got a lane violation. Jones was leaning on Young, and Coach Graham, he sent a message, and he runs him in and out. Lane violation. Buttery gets another chance. Annette Miller back in the game. Buttery can't get it. Rebounded by Green. Jaylene down the middle of the floor. Pass it on the baseline. Stamper pull up 15-footer. Good. Bobby, she has responded from 2-for-8 shooting on the opening game. She's ringing it up with 11 points.
You said that was going to be a key.
Deflected out of bounds, and Coach Graham and Coach Anderson Coach Brown, Coach E, everybody's saying, you sure they didn't touch it? You wouldn't know the Cardinals were up 21-1.
21-1, 4.5 minutes.
Jump ball as Anaya Chestnut ties up Amira Reed. So GRC will get the ball. They'll bring it the length of the floor. You've got Miller, Yeast, Stamper, Green, and Chestnut on the floor. Now they reverse it, say possession to Mason County. 3:27 to go in the opening quarter. GRC on top in a mighty way, 21-1. Yeast got a steal. In the backcourt, finds Green. Jalen down the front, goes to Stamper, loads up a shot, missed it. Weak side rebound. Yeast up above everyone. Got it again. Feed Stamper. Skip it left side. Miller driving in. She's blocked by Buttery, who displays good sportsmanship and helps her up. Miller had jump stop in her mind, didn't she? She was wanting to go from the lane to the paint.
With a nice outlet pass. She had a 17-footer, but decided to take it in a little closer and got bumped on the way.
Jalen Goodwin comes in, replacing Kennedy Stamper. Goodwin, Yeast, Green, Miller, and Anaya Chestnut on the floor. 3 minutes to play. Miller missed it, couldn't catch it in the paint. Lady Cards turn it over. Yeah. Bringing the ball up here, Olivia Hughes. Hughes attacks to the right side, runs into a double team. Chestnut takes her to the floor, and it's a tie-up. It'll be possession two, GRC. So Mason County, Bobby, they haven't had many shots, and they haven't put one in yet.
Well,
they do have seven turnovers.
Yes, so they've got a bunch more turnovers than they have shots.
Green has it for GRC on the wing. Miller double-teamed on the baseline, tried to dribble her way out of it. Throws a skip pass left side, reverse it to Chestnut. Pulls it out on the dribble. Jalen Goodwin normally runs the point. She takes it, though, on the right wing. Gets away from a double team. Tried to throw a wraparound pass. Miller got it out of there. Annette having trouble holding on to that slick ball as Yeast looks into her and finds Miller on the baseline. Drew a double team. Trying to dribble out of it. Ball knocked away by Young. And Coach Booser finding something to cheer about as the action occurred right in front of the Mason County bench.
Run and jumping. The Lady Royals have slowed the onslaught here thus far in these last two possessions.
Sierra Fox checks in for Mason County, who's still in a 2-3. High post pass to Yeast. Over to Green. Chestnut with a ball fake. Reverse it right side. Goodwin doesn't look for a shot. She cuts through on the pass to Chestnut. Go to Miller. Miller with a 3-point shot. Not there on the weak side rebound. Young pulls it out, throws an outlet pass. Reed, out of control, but she threw it up and in. Prayer was answered. She threw up a prayer.
You answered. You said it right. Threw it up.
Made a nice running shot for the first basket. Green has it. Left baseline. Feeds Miller. Miller fouled as she caught it on the left blocks, and Pfeiffer tried to make the steal. That'll be her first, team third. McKeely Tabor in, Annette Miller out. Anaya Chestnut comes out, Stamper returns, and now Kylie Chestnut in. T. Yeast comes out. Coach Graham talking to Annette Miller. Grab that ball, look at it with both hands, hold on to it. Inbound pass to McKeely Tabor, the lone senior for GRC. Spacing not good. But Tabor got it back from Goodwin, missed it. Kylie Chestnut with a weak side rebound. Ball faked by Green. Tried to go up and under. Shot taken away. Here's Reed on the turnover. Reed looking, driving. Goodwin took her on the baseline, and they're going to say she deflected the ball out of bounds. It looked like she just ran out of the baseline, but no foul on Goodwin. So Mason County has it underneath their goal. Minute 24, clock rolling here in the first quarter. Mason County able to keep it in the front court. 21-3.
Disruption there.
Wouldn't have thought this kind of start. Well, not unbelievable, though.
Well, I knew it could happen.
Young with a Euro step. She could not make the shot. And then McKeely Tabor with a good box out. And a 6'3" sophomore, Alexis Young, picks up the foul. Her first, team fourth. Young goes out. Coach Booster gets quite a bit smaller. when Olivia Hughes at 5'10 and the 6'2, 6'3 Young go out, much smaller team, Mason County. Cardinal girls with the ball, leading 21-3, a minute to go here in the first quarter. Still in a 2-3 zone. Chestnut offers the screen. Goodwin drives. Feeds Jalen Green. Shot looks short, and it is. On the rebound, Goodwin took it away, and she's put to the floor, and she'll get to shoot free throws. That's going to be the second on five for team fifth by Mason County in this first quarter.
That rebound came out long, but Jalen Goodwin tracked it down.
Goodwin will go to the free throw line for GRC. Takes three dribbles. Free throw on the way, and it's good. An engaging young lady we had on Cardinal Connection, Jalen Goodwin. Didn't know that they horse riding, horse training, and all was one of her favorites.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, she's got those cowboy boots.
She does. That's what she said. Knocks down both free throws. So Goodwin in the books. And here's Mason County. He's going to give it back to GRC with another turnover. Mason, I haven't seen a good team turn it over like this since we saw Sacred Heart at St. X.
Yeah, well, I know one thing. The body language does not look good for the Royals.
That's
at the
a
moment.
Good point. Yeah, very good point. Yeah. GRC, though, clicking on all cylinders. Stamper takes it, throws a pass over to Goodwin, drives baseline. Puts it up, challenged by Buttery, yeah. Got it back, put it in. Smallest lady on the court, Bobby, with the rebound put back.
Just stuck with it inside 25 seconds. Cards up big.
Mason County throws an entry pass into Buttery. She puts up a bank shot right of the lane, missed it. Goodwin with a rebound. Jalen looking, throws a pass. Green got it, shovels it off to McKeely Tabor, forced it up in the paint under pressure. And coming away with it's Mason County. Reed in a hurry. She is one girl that can push the ball. Now, there's a couple of fast guards. Downs Perry and Reed both are fast in the open court. Goodwin gets the foul. That's first on Jalen, third on the team. It'll put Reed at the free throw line. And Reed, the point guard, 60% free throw shooter, makes a free throw here. She has three of the 4 points for Mason County. Just inside of 3 seconds left here in the first quarter as Reed makes both free throws. Mason County dropping back. Stamper in a hurry. Clock's at one. Kylie Chestnut at the horn. Count it.
Got it.
They're going to say yes. Put it down. And the eighth grader for GRC.
Nailed it.
Nailed the three at the horn. So that just compounds things for Mason County. It's the Cardinal girls of GRC. They lead 28-5 here in the 10th region semifinal game. We'll be back. 1 minute break, second quarter play coming your way right here on your Gateway Station.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Quite the quarter and the start for the game for GRC. The Cardinal girls leading 28-5 as we begin the second quarter play in Mason County with the ball. And the Cardinal girls have on the floor Miller, Yeast, Jones, Anaya Chestnut, and Maddie Settles in there. Young trying to get to the basket, put up a shot, and Kanaya Jones fouls her. And again, that's one of the issue we got to solve is post defense, and Jones picks up her second. This would be a good test. Young is a nice player.
Well, and she knows early on that she's going to have to carry the brunt of the load, so every time she gets the ball, she's going to attack the low block, and that's going to test the Lady Cards.
Alexis Young, 59% free throw shooter, goes 1 of 2. Young picked up a point there, driving in. T. Yeast put it up, did not go down. Coach Graham applauding. Just kind of one of those, aw shucks. He would have liked to seen the and one, but they're calling the foul on Young. So that is her second. So each post player, Bobby, with two fouls. As T. Yeast makes the free throw, and T. Yeast now becomes the sixth Cardinal girl to score.
Averaging 10 points a game and a quiet assassin.
She is. All-district performer this year. Makes both free throws. Here comes pressure. Reed in a hurry. Left side. Double teamed by Chestnut. Taken away by Yeast. T. Yeast. Middle of the floor. Feeds Chestnut. Three ball. In rhythm. In and out. Miller got the rebound. Power dribble. Put it up. Put it in.
Well, they just dominated the glass that time. They smothered Alexis Young and got the rebound putback.
Miller with a rebound putback. Young comes back and scores straight away from 10 feet out. Hit that little soft jumper, and the Cardinals quickly in the front court. Maddie Settles loads up a three. That's off the back iron. T. Yeast with her third rebound up above everyone. Miller kept it alive. She's got the rebound. So Miller and Yeast controlling the offensive boards. T. Yeast left wing goes to Anaya Chestnut. We played a minute here in the second. Cardinal girls with the ball looking for more. Settles three is missed. Young got the rebound for Mason County. Young down the middle of the floor. Got to the left elbow. 15-foot shot missed. Chasing it down. It's going to be saved by Mason County. But Kanaya Jones gets it over to Chestnut. And Amira Reed will pick up the foul. Going for the loose ball.
Going for the loose ball. Just a split second late. Both young ladies trying to grab it.
Cardinal girls will have the basketball right in front of Coach Graham as he looks at the play sheet, calls the play. They go high post to Kanaya Jones. Ball fake, took it in. A lot of contact, no call. Buttery's got it.
Silly.
And we're going to pick up the third foul on Jones. And hate to see that. That is her third, team second in the quarter.
Guards leading 32-8, and as you say, that's the one questionable occurrence that we've had tonight. But these Lady Cards playing hard, playing very effectively.
Miller got a deflection, but Young picks it up. She throws a bounce pass, and that Miller with a steal. Left side in a hurry, driving, checked by Young in the front court. Crossover dribble, can't get rid of it. Now they skip it, drop it baseline, give and go. Now Miller takes it back from Chestnut. Chestnut puts it on the floor, driving in, sets Miller for the three. Be there, it is.
How about a 35-8 lead here at the six-minute mark of the second quarter?
Cardinal girls hitting 5 of 12. There's a steal by Yeast and put it in. Boy, the Cardinal girls pouring it on. It's a 37-8 GRC lead with 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Time on the floor. 30-second timeout. Back after this brief message.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Wow, what a display of basketball in 10 minutes. The Cardinal girls are leading 37-8. They are, Bobby, they're 5 of 12 shooting a three. They've turned Mason County over 11 times. They have 10 points in second chance scoring, 6 in fast break points.
Yeah, averaging 3.7 points a minute.
Wow. Hitting it at a high rate. Entry pass goes in. Maddie Settles just wrestles the ball away. From Olivia Hughes. Settles. Two-hand pass up in the front court. Yeast takes it baseline. Picked up. Tabor has it. A lot of hands and slapping in there and the official right on it. It'll be the third foul on Hallie Pfeiffer. Team third. Miller comes out. Settles comes out. Boy, I tell you what, those two girls brought energy.
They will, but there's not a player on that squad who won't.
They dial it up, don't they?
Coach Graham demands it.
T. East will inbound the ball. We'll set the lineup. Stamper, who has it, has returned. She's in double figures. Got them all in the first quarter. Entry pass into East. Deflected pass to Stamper. Underhands it over to Green. Green returns it to Stamper. Skip it right side. McKeely Tabor working in the paint. Ball fake. Young didn't bite, so she kicks it out, and they reset. Nice job there by the senior. Don't force it. Don't put yourself in a bad spot. If the big girl bites on the pump fake, put it in on her. Now she got it baseline.
How about that?
Touch pass from Yeast for the bucket by Tabor.
Yeah.
Seven Cardinal girls have scored.
That was just a tremendous play. Instinctive, but you know they practiced it.
McKeely just a split second short on the anticipation. As if you were talking about football, you'd say she jumped the route, Bobby. She just couldn't pick it off.
She jumped it, but it might be called pass interference.
Yeah. Yeah. Tried to jump the route. McKeely Tabor with a foul, her first. That's a team third. It'll be Mason County with the ball on their end of the floor. Young.
Well,
they give her about two or three steps,
yeah,
and she got a run and start.
She hopped along her way to a deuce, and finally in double figures.
In and out with the East three. One of the few times GRC hasn't had rebounding under the goal on the shot. Cardinal girls come out. They pick up full court. It's a three-quarter court, I should say, trap. Reed looking at the ball, dribbling with her left hand. Chestnut runs her into Green. Green's got the steal. Lead pass to Stamper and threw it away. Kennedy ends up in press row down underneath the goal. Three ladies down there with cameras. They had a close-up of Stamper flying right at them.
The angle just wasn't quite there. Pass a touch too long.
Here's Young, and she has a very long loping stride, and at 6'3", she can cover a lot of ground in a hurry. The foul will be on Green, her first, team fourth. And we've got timeout called on the floor by GRC, and Coach Graham will call a full timeout. Pretty good idea. Give his girls a blow as they lead 39-10. George Rogers Clark leading midway through the second quarter. Back in 1 minute.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Back to play as the sophomore Alexis Young at the free throw line makes her first free throw. She has 6 of the 11 points Mason County's been able to amass in this game against GRC. Second free throw, that one's missed. T. Yeast with her 5th rebound. Yeast brings it up the floor, angles off to the right, finds Stamper, double team. Yeast hooks a pass to Chestnut. On the blocks to Green, put it up, got it, and one coming.
Well, I tell you what, she got that ball in good position and just whipped her way to the basket for the layup and the harm.
Now the 8th player for GRC to score in this game.
Yeah, Downs Perry got her as she went strong to the goal.
Jalen Green at the line, free throw up and good. 3 in the game for Green.
4:10 left, 42-11, and we're still in quarter number 2.
Midway through it, that's true. A lot of basketball to play. Jalen Green with the deflection. The official says keep it with Mason County. Coach Graham appreciating the effort there. Cardinal girls have Yeast, Tabor, Stamper, Green, and Anaya Chestnut on the floor. Young has it in the backcourt, draws a double team, throws it all the way up to Reed. Crossover dribble, Chestnut on her. Step back three on the way. High arching three, missed everything. Rebounded by Downs Perry. She throws an errant pass. It's chased down in the backcourt. And that's a turnover by Mason County. They did get a shot off, but it'll go as an empty trip. And the Cardinal girls with the ball.
Unfortunately, a 25-foot air ball.
Yeah, fadeaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a high post pass to Jalen Green, right elbow. She shovels it off over to Stamper, to Chestnut. Three-point shot rimmed off. Alexis Young with a rebounded miss. She's going to bring it down the floor. McKeely Tabor checks her, top of the key. Young drew contact and threw up the shot. And I think you got to stop her at midcourt.
Well, they tried to stop her about 35 feet out between the rings, and yet when the one player decided to vacate to go to her position, she spun around and got to the basket.
Young makes this free throw. She is now 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Mason County will be shooting 2 free throws, the remaining 3:27 of this half.
Yeah, she's got to carry the load. Alexis Young has just got to do all she can.
Drops in both free throws. She has 9 of the 13 points. Chestnut goes to Stamper. Stamper with the ball. Kennedy scored 12 all in the first half. Throws a pass to Green, who puts it up and in. She leaned right into the defense. That was a skip pass.
Yeah, skip pass over the top diagonal from the arc. And it was a tremendous catch.
And here's T. Yeast with another steal. Yeast, lead pass to Miller. In a hurry. Got to the rim. Banked it in.
Guards out running the defense down after that live ball turnover.
Miller with 9 points. T. Yeast seeing the floor, doing everything. Miller with a steal. Annette driving with Downs Perry on her hip. Puts it up. No whistle, no call. T. Yeast with a rebound, and we're going to have a foul. That'll be on Alexis Young. That will be her third. And at the foul line, it'll be T. Yeast towing the stripe for GRC. Done a little bit of everything. Free throw by Yeast is good. She is 3 of 3 at the foul line. 5 points and 5 rebounds. 2 steals, 2 assists, all in this first half of play.
I tell you what, we're 1 point away from a running clock.
Yeast missed the second free throw. Rebound claimed by Mason County. Hughes gets rid of it to Reed. Reed sees Goodwin, who checked in. Jalen checked in. Buttery picks up the loose ball. They go over to Reed. Launched a three and hit it from the left wing.
Well, that's her first open look under control of the game.
Stamper behind the back dribble. Finds Jalen Goodwin. Ball fake. Went to the baseline. Throws it diagonally to T. Yeast. Driving in. Tried to thread the needle. It's stolen away by Mason County. 5 turnovers by GRC, but 14 by Mason County. Quick three taken. T. Yeast flying in there. Got another rebound. Yeast, middle of the floor. Euro step, got to the rim. Too deep, missed the shot. Green with a rebound. Kick it out to Miller. Set Stamper for the three. Rimmed out. Taken by Miller. Put it up, put it in. She's got 11 off the Cardinal girl bench.
Girls are active. They're going to the glass. 49-16, 1:40 left.
Skip pass over to Reed. Double teamed immediately. And Hughes, a little aggravated with the pesky play of Jalen Goodwin. But that foul will be on T. Yeast, her first, and 2 free throws coming for Hughes. And this will allow Mason County to catch her breath.
Just a bit.
Because GRC has turned it up. They have dialed up the pressure. The tempo has been fast. And a flat free throw that crawled over the rim by Olivia Hughes. T. Yeast goes out. She had a stat-stuffing first half. Jalen Green goes out as well. Kylie Chestnut and Maddie Settles both check in. As Hughes makes both free throws.
Yeah.
Pass the ball around the perimeter. Jalen Goodwin between the circle, pulls it out on the dribble. Pass on the right wing. Chestnut has it. Goodwin cut through. Goodwin takes it deep in the right corner. Bounce pass to Kylie Chestnut. She hit 1-3. This one won't go down. Settles, though, battling the glass. Couldn't come away with it. Mason County with the ball. Here's Goodwin, and she's over the back of Reed. Foul on Jalen Goodwin. Her second. Cardinal girls putting Mason County on the line. Coach Graham walking the sideline, folds his arms, looks up at the scoreboard. I know he likes what he sees other than the foul situation.
Well, but he demands that incessant pressure, and they're going to get called for fouls if they remain that aggressive.
Reed with the free throw. She is 3 of 3 at the foul line. Missed the second. Jalen Goodwin, her third rebound of the first half. Goes to Chestnut, back to Goodwin. Left side to Settles, drop it baseline. Stamper, bounce pass into Annette Miller.
Wow.
Created space with a pivot.
She
I love
sure
that.
Did. Yeah, we're in 51-19 inside the final minute.
Pass into the front court, Hughes. Diagonally left side, Reed wants to get off a three. Stamper and Goodwin all over. They're not going to let her shoot it. Throw it to Hughes. Hughes, back over left side, Downs Perry, straight away to Reed. Clock at 38 seconds. Reed, 25-footer, missed it off the rim. Goodwin lets it go out of bounds right in front of the Coach Graham and the Cardinal girls bench. Mason County, 1 of 6, shooting the three. Cardinal girls with the ball and the big lead, 51-19. Goodwin, left baseline, Chestnut. Skip it over to Stamper. Still in this zone, Mason County. Maddie Settles said, give me some of it. Settles hits a three.
Well, she got a skip pass across and then back up to the top. Maddie nails it.
Mason County trailing 54-19. They're just trying to spread the floor, and they get a three off by Hughes. She missed it. Stamper flying in there with the rebound. Clock at 5. Throws it to Chestnut. Got deep and got fouled. Buttery got her. So with 3.5 seconds to play in the first half, Kylie Chestnut will go to the foul line for the Cardinal girls. 9 different Cardinal girls have scored in this game. Stamper and Miller each with 13 as Chestnut makes the free throw. This eighth grader, there's a lot of upside to her game.
You think?
Oh, man. So young, so poised, so good. She makes both free throws there.
56-19.
Got that running clock.
There it is. It will be the second half.
And Reed launched a three at the horn. That is short, but speaking of short, we may have a short second half. Cardinal girls, they are out on top. It is a 35-point lead for GRC here at halftime. Cardinal girls leading here in the 10th region semifinals. Opening game. There'll be a second game to follow. We'll tell you about that in our halftime show. It's 56-19 here at the Russ Day Gymnasium at Bourbon County High School. Bobby and I will step aside for a 2-minute break. When we return, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker.
Banker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are at Rustay Gymnasium, Bourbon County High School, the site of the girls' 10th region tournament, and Cardinal girls with George Rogers Clark leading 56-19 here at halftime. Some awards being presented here at halftime, and the Cardinal George Rogers Clark High School varsity cheerleading squad, they take away an award. They got the on-floor spirit, best floor cheer, so congratulations to that squad. And right now they've got...
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man.
And right now Montgomery County, they are accepting a trophy for regular season, I suppose, is what they have there. So our district represented pretty well.
Well,
two winners.
That's it. That's it. And the GRC girls basketball team, well, representing themselves in addition.
Yeah, it's a big lead for GRC at halftime, 56-19. Bobby, they came out rip and roaring. I mean, they were on a roll in Mason County. They didn't get a basket till late in that first quarter.
Right. Well, it was 19-0 just outside of 4 minutes of play. They came out. They made threes. They stole the ball. It took Mason County's girls, gee whiz, about 3 minutes to get their second shot up. And they were just totally taken out of any and everything they had in their game plan. And you have to hand it to Clark. Boy, they came out firing. Candy Stamper was phenomenal, but let's face it, any and everybody who came in that first half made a major contribution to this huge 35-point lead here at intermission.
Well, they're doing some awards for the 10th region. What we'll do is we'll look through the stats here that are available in the first half. Again, 56-19 in favor of George Rogers Clark. Looking at some of the salient numbers in this ballgame, points off turnovers, GRC with a 24-1 edge in that area. Rebounding, GRC with a 26-11 edge over Mason County. Second chance scoring, it's 11-0 in favor of GRC. And fast break scoring, it is 10-2 in favor of GRC. Mason County shot 31% from the floor in the first half. They only had, in the ballgame, 13 shots in the first half. They shot more free throws, Bobby, than they got shots at the goal. But that was largely due in part because they turned it over 16 times.
Well, that's due to one thing, and that is incessant defensive pressure all over the court.
And one of four shooting the three is Mason County, 10 of 14 at the foul line for the Lady Royals. Again, they had 16 turnovers, GRC with five turnovers. The Cardinal girls, they had 43 shots compared to 13 for Mason County attempts in that first half. GRC goes 20 of 43 from the floor, 6 of 20 shooting the 3, 10 of 12 at the foul line. So right now we will take a one-minute break. When we come back, we've got some individual stats. We'll share those with you when we return after this one-minute break.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Cardinal girls with a 56-19 lead here at halftime as GRC comes out of the locker room. Speaking of locker room, interesting thing. The two players that made the 10th region all-season team, Amira Reed and Alexis Young, they didn't even go to the locker room with their team, Mason County. They stayed on the floor. But at any rate, for Mason County, 8 points by each of those players that I just mentioned. Lexi Young with 8 points and three rebounds in the first half. She also has three fouls, 8 points and two rebounds for Amira Reed in the first half. 2 points for Olivia Hughes. Carly Buttery with 1 point, two rebounds, and one assist in the game. For George Rogers Clark, Kennedy Stanford played 12 minutes, picked up two steals, one assist, scored 15 points on 5 of 8 shooting overall. Kylie Chestnut in the game. She has, and I've got her for 5 points in this game. 5 points, one rebound. T. East in the ball game, 5 points, five rebounds, three assists, and two steals in 12 minutes of play. She's highly productive. Jalen Green came off the bench, scored 5 points on 2 of 4 shooting, had two rebounds, dished two assists in 7 minutes of play. Kanaya Jones, she went to the bench early with three fouls. She has yet to score. She does have three rebounds in the ball game. Other scoring for GRC, 3 points for Maddie Settles. We've got 4 points scored by Jalen Goodwin. Goodwin also with two rebounds in the game. Playing 8 minutes and scoring 2 points, McKeely Tabor. Tabor also with two steals in the first half. Playing 9 minutes and scoring 13 points. Annette Miller on 6 of 9 shooting. Annette's got three rebounds and two steals at her time on the floor. Anaya Chestnut, 11 minutes of play, 7 points, and one assist in the first half. Bobby, Coach Graham played 10 girls, 9 scored.
Well, that's a testament to the skill and the work ethic that these girls have put in, and the fact that he has a program entrenched at GRC, and there's no let up in the future, it doesn't appear, with all of these youngsters contributing as well as they are.
A lot of depth on the Cardinal girl team. They lead 56-19. We will step aside for our final 30-second break. When we come back, second half play coming your way right here on your GRC radio station.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
We get ready for the second half. Cardinal girls with the big lead, and it'll be a running clock here in the second half, so hold on here. T. East, Kennedy Stamper, Anaya Chestnut, McKeely Tabor, Kanaya Jones on the floor for the Cardinal girls. They're working against this Mason County Lady Royal zone, and Chestnut with a mid-range jumper, missed it, got her own board, slipped the defense, and banked it in.
As she knew it was going to be short, so she just ran to where it was going to drop off and was there for the easy putback. 58-19.
Mason County walking it up. They throw the lob in there to Lexi Young. She bounced past it to Buttery. Wanted to shoot, but made a nice pass or a better choice, and Buttery with the bucket.
Nice offensive set that time for the Deuce.
Chestnut draws a double team. Lob pass to Jones. Kanaya Jones got deep, put up the bank shot, missed it, got her own board. That follow won't go. Rebounded there by Hughes. Young at midcourt. She puts it on the floor. Yeast behind her couldn't get the deflection. So they go over to Reed. Crossover dribble. Chestnut sliding with her. Cut her off. Buttery takes the pass and throws up the runner with Jones flying at her. Too strong. Here comes Chestnut. Lead pass to Yeast. T at the rim. Bank it in.
Yeah, just an Ole defense at the rim on that when she put it in uncontested. 60-21.
T. Yeast with 7 points in the game, guarding Young, who puts up the shot and will draw the foul. T. giving up some size. A lot of players will give up size to Young, about 6'3", 6'2 and a half, 6'3".
Young at the line shooting 2 foot.
Yeast with her second foul, first on GRC, and we've played a minute and a half. Cardinal girls 60-21, the lead. Young hits this one off the back iron. She is 4 of 7 at the foul line, 8 points in the game, 3 rebounds.
That's about right, isn't it? 59% or so from the foul line as a rule.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, here's an opportunity and a block shot from three by Jones, but then Young puts it up and in. After Jones had blocked the three-point attempt. So, first, second-chance scoring bucket for Mason County. T. Yeast answers with a three from the left wing. She's in double figures.
63-23. These girls catch the ball, ready to go up with it instantly.
Yeast in double figures with 10. Skip pass, left side, Buttery. Picked up by Tabor, and Buttery throws a pass. They're back in the backcourt. It's a turnover by Mason County. And Coach Bucer, she just walking the sideline. She tried timeouts in the first half. Couldn't stop that runaway train. GRC got a lot of downhill momentum in that
one.
Yeah, they were rolling. High post pass to Tabor is deflected. Buttery comes away with a steal. GRC did not attack on that one, but now Hughes in the backcourt in trouble. Reed makes herself available, throws it in the front court to Perry Downs. Young has it right side of the lane, kicks it out, wants it back. Three-pointer missed by Downs Perry. Buttery got the rebound, spinning, shooting. Nope. Miller on her, and the rebound taken away by Annette Miller.
Made her fall away and was short with the shot as a result.
Stamper driving baseline, puts up the floater, got it. Drew contact, concentration, behind the backboard, tough angle, Bobby.
Yeah, but she is on her game tonight.
14 in the game for Stamper. Got 12 in the first quarter alone. Young, up and under shot, missed it. Goes over the back of McKeely Tabor, who is on the floor, and they're going to call the foul on Tabor. They said McKeely was backing under her. Coach Graham and some of the Cardinal fans asking, how does that happen? As they get ready to inbound the ball. Reed floats it out. Young takes it. McKeely Tabor turns her on the dribble. Backdoor cut by Perry Downs. Picked up by Stamper nicely. Buttery on a runner. Missed the shot. Miller with a defense. Yeast long pass to Stamper. At the rim. Finished well.
50-foot pass. The angle was good. The catch was better. And the shot was automatic.
14 points. 14-2 in fast break scoring for GRC. 67-23 midway through this third quarter. Cardinal girls with that lead, and now they'll take the ball as Mason County turns it back over to GRC.
Yeah.
So the Royals, a 21-win team. Coach Graham against Mason County, his record 6-3. He's 1-1 in region tournament action against Mason County. Both the game he won, the game he lost was the championship to Mason. He beat them once and lost to them once. 6-3 record, but Cardinal girls with a big lead here, 67-23. Perimeter passing against a 1-3-1. Yeast hands it off to Miller. Annette looking, keep it right side of the floor. Yeast with a ball fake, nice bounce pass. Tabor, mid-range jumper, missed it from 10. Right side of the lane, out of bounds. It'll go to Mason County. Good patience, good ball movement. I like the bounce pass, Bobby. It went low, come back up high.
Came out high, had an opportunity to use the glass.
Yeah.
Didn't do so.
Yeah.
Missed the shot, but good execution, just didn't get the shot down.
If you don't have the shot in, kick it out. That's what they did. Reed throws up a prayer. This one not answered. Jalen Green, who checked in, got the rebound. Bounce pass to T. Yeast, drives the bucket. Runner banked it, put it in. Yeast in this quarter with 7 points, 12 in the game.
She is lightning smooth.
Cardinal girls with Green, Yeast, Stamper, Miller, and Tabor on the floor. Young has it, got a step on the defense, and T. Yeast trying to beat her to the baseline, but Young will draw the foul. Yeast picks up her third, team third. Stamper comes out. Jalen Goodwin in. McKeeley Tabor and T. Yeast go out. Kylie Chestnut checks in.
Inside 2 minutes in the third.
Mason County, entry pass underneath their goal. Double team on Young, and Goodwin got the steal. Jalen, three on three. Throws a pass. Green tried to save it. Led her a little too far. Coach Graham said, get the angle, throw the bounce pass.
Well, he wants them to push, but he wants them to push with perfect discretion. That's hard to do, but a little too hot on that one.
Hines checks in. Young goes out, and Alexis Young, her first time on the bench since picking up second foul early in the game. Mason County with the ball in the front court. GRC with a huge lead. Kanaya Jones got the steal. Jones, lead pass to Chestnut. Kylie finished with a left hand. Boy, I tell you what, fundamentally strong.
How about those hands on that tough catch in tight quarters?
Kylie Chestnut cuts off the ball off Hughes. Hughes goes out to Fox. Fox picked up the dribble. She's in trouble. Pfeiffer has it, leaving on the baseline, right side. Hughes draws a double team straight away to Downs Perry. Right side with Hughes. Hughes trying to get space. She's a sophomore, goes to Cock. Fox drives in. The rebound taken away by Kanaya Jones, who is chased by Fox, as this is going to just about run the third quarter out.
Yeah, we're at 20 seconds and counting with a foul and a running clock.
71-23. The GRC, the Cardinal girls, scored 28 points in the first quarter alone. And they're looking for more. Jalen Green, pull up, footer. Good from the right side of the lane at the horn. Goodwin hits that jumper. And it's 73-23 at the end of three quarters of play. We move into the fourth quarter. Cardinal girls with a huge lead here in the 10th region semifinal game. More to come in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Fourth and final quarter with Mason County owning possession. And GRC owning the big lead. Settles. Green, who just made a steal, goes to the floor and then taken right away. And you got five girls on the floor. And they finally blow the whistle and try to sort this thing out. Green, Goodwin, Jones, Settles, and Kylie Chestnut.
A foul on Pfeffer at midcourt. in a scrum.
Yeah, Pimper, she's made the most of her time on the floor. Four fouls called against the reserve for Mason County. Mason playing a zone. Young going to the floor, trying to get it away. Mason, this will be a run out and a basket. Only their second such bucket in the game.
73-25, however, Cards in control.
Entry pass, and it's turned over by GRC, and then a foul in the front court. And Coach Graham wanting a 30-second timeout. We've got a foul called on Kylie Chestnut. We'll be back after Bobby has this message for you.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your Bad Boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Thank you, sir. Here we go. Ball at midcourt. Boy, Mason County didn't handle it very well. They're lucky to get that ball back as Jalen Goodwin causing some problems overplaying the pass. Mason County will keep it at midcourt.
As the clock ticks.
Yeah, it's still rolling. And here's Maddie Settles with a steal. Timed it beautifully. Scored at the rim and an and one.
Yeah, that's more than anything else, a frustration foul there. Maddie had clear sailing to the basket. Mason County player trailing her, but got her on the arm as she put it in.
And there's 6.5 minutes to go in this game, and Coach Graham bringing in Kylie Stakeland. Also checking in Leah Howard, Kanaya Jones, and Jalen Green go out. A couple of dandy junior players there.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Maddie Settles completes a three-point play. As the Cardinal girls leading 76-25. 25 points for Mason County. You think about GRC, they had 28 in the first quarter. Steal by Goodwin. Jalen running, shooting, scoring in fast break.
Just careless ball handling at the top of the key, and open court air led to another score.
24 turnovers by Mason County in this game with 6 minutes to go. Buttery kicks it out. Pfeiffer with a knuckleball three-point attempt. Shot is missed. Settles. Thought she had rebounding position, but she found herself being climbed over the back by Hines, but that foul will be on Leah Howard. Brian Hines at the foul line. Free throw is good.
Good for her.
Mason County fans that traveled here, stunned, obviously. Not a lot to cheer. GRC, they've turned up good in numbers tonight. Yeah, well represented.
It's a long drive from Maysville to Paris, and good representation here, but when you get skunked 19-0 inside the first 4 minutes of the first quarter, you know it's going to be a long ride home.
There is not a senior on this Mason County team. The highest class on anyone listed on the roster is sophomore. Sophomores and eighth graders mainly. Jalen Green, who checked back in at the free throw, missed that one. Stakeland got the rebound, shoveled it back to Green. Drives in, contact, no call. Settles has it, back to Green. Three-point shot, good. Second chance scoring for GRC.
Share the ball, Manny, just as happy as the scorer on that one.
9 points in the game for Green. She's going to get double figures. She stole the basketball, layup, good on the other end.
83-27. Guards in a rump.
Timeout by Coach Graham, but it's more or less a sub timeout. And don't even charge him, he said, for a timeout. Keep the clock rolling. What the official said, just sub it in. So GRC brings into the game Kylie Chestnut back in for the Cardinal girls. As Olivia Hughes will walk it up, and this gym goes kind of rather quiet. Wasn't quiet earlier. Buttery kicks it out. Downs Perry wanted to load up a three. Young tried to dribble it in, and Goodwin got the steal. Jalen, 2-on-1, bounce pass, Chestnut, put it in. Good recognition, nice assist.
Just sharing the ball.
Kylie Chestnut with a nice pick and a nice dish. Backdoor cut, Buttery put it up and in. One of the better plays tonight. Buttery now with 5 points in the game. Stay
clean. How about that one?
She puts one up and in. She caught it deep on the right block, a high arching shot that found the hole. Hughes runs it to the right side. Chestnut and Settles, double team. Backdoor cut. Hughes lost it. Goodwin with another steal. Cards in a hurry. Goodwin now checked in the front court. Wrap around pass to Settles. Drop it baseline. Kylie Chestnut, double figures. She hits a three. Her second of the game.
Folks, can you believe 90? 29, 3:50 left in this one. 90.
Cardinal girls just pouring it on. Chestnut with a deflection. Hughes got the loose ball, but a foul called. That will be on Jalen Goodwin. Her third. And coming in, Balzer checks in. Also Emma Cecil, J.D. Balzer in. Emma Cecil in. Maddie Settles out. Jalen Goodwin. Every one of them goes to the bench, and Coach Graham greets them all. Inbound pass and driving in. Shot thrown up by Mason County. Missed. Rebound chased down. They've got in the game Kyla Pearson. Here's Leah Howard trying to get her a steal. And Howard's going to be called for the push at midcourt as Buttery and she were engaged trying to get a loose ball.
She had her eyes on that ball, though. She was going after it.
Clock rolling inside of 3 minutes. In an abbreviated game, the Cardinal girls have rolled up 90 points. High ball screen, they switch off. They being GRC. Ryan with there a pass into Buttery, who put it in. Seven in the game for her.
She had established position on the low block and had to seam for the entry pass and knocked it in.
Stakeland on the right wing. Kylie puts it down. She's now between the circle. Left side, Cecil had a shot, didn't take it. Rubs off of a Chestnut screen. Stakeland drops it baseline. Balzer with a shot from the baseline. Chestnut got the rebound, missed. Cecil with the jumper, didn't go down. Howard got the rebound, put it on the floor, and then she hit the floor as she is undercut by Ryan Hughes. And it should be Leah Howard at the free throw line.
If.
No, it'll be, yeah, they're going to put her on the line. No, they say out of bounds. She wasn't shooting.
Yeah, that's what I was checking here.
Four makes it three team fouls.
Yeah.
Clock rolling. Minute 45 to play in this game. GRC with the ball on their end of the floor, and Bowser got double team. She goes to Cecil, right side on the wing. Stakeland thought about a three. Throws a pass that's picked off by Mason County. The Lady Royals will have it in the backcourt with a minute and a half to play in this game. GRC with a 90-31.
Coach Graham lead. Continuing to stalk the sidelines.
He's got a game face on, too.
Oh, mercy.
Well, here's Chestnut, got another steal. Lead pass. Cecil at the rim has it knocked away by Downs Perry. And see if they're going to let her shoot. It would appear they're going to. Stops the clock. Minute to play in the game. Free throw up and made. So good for Emma Cecil. Five baskets made in the second half. Total by Mason County.
How about that?
Emma Cecil makes both free throws. Coach Buser just hand on the scorer's table, the other hand on the hip, just won this clock to roll on past. Hughes off the high post, hands it off. Stakeland defensively did a good job, altered the shot by Mason County. Rebounded by Cecil. Lead pass. Chestnut can't score at the rim. Buttery's got the rebound. Clock at 37. Checked in the front court by Leah Howard. Straight away they go. Ryan Hughes trying to get space. J.D. Bowser cut her out. Buttery, left-hand runner, banked it in.
Yeah, did a good job that time of creating the space and getting it in high off the glass.
15 seconds. Stakeland has it, looks up the clock. Cardinal fans standing across the way, giving a standing ovation as they cheer this GRC girls team that has put on a display of basketball superiority in this one. 92-33, Cardinal girls in the championship game. That'll be tomorrow. So the Cardinal girls punch a ticket to the championship, 92-33. Bobby, just a total dominance. I don't know what else you say. They got on them early, quick, and often.
19-0 to start the game, and it was, as you say, total dominance from stem to stern. Everybody contributed who got in, and just an incredible effort.
Well, they'll be giving some awards here at the end of this game. We will take a one-minute break right now. When we come back, we'll have a game stats and summary post-game show coming up in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not like...
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Well, the GRC Cardinal girls win in a mighty fashion. Amira Reed and Alexis Young make the all 10th region tournament team. Those two girls accepting their trophies out there. Young with 10 points, 5 rebounds in the ball game. Also had 2 assists. Reed with 8 points in the game, 2 rebounds for her. 7 points for Buttery, 5 rebounds for Buttery. As Mason County was able to shoot 32 and a third percent in that in the ball game, 32 and a third, 10 of 31, 1 of 7 from 3-point range, 12 of 18 at the foul line, 66.5%. They turned it over 24 times in the ball game. It was GRC with a 38-3 edge in points off turnover. They out-rebounded Mason County 39-20. Second chance scoring points, a 16-4 edge, and fast break scoring, a 27-4 edge. Bobby, it was just you're talking about pouring it on. They did. They dialed it up. The George Rogers Clark girls in the championship tomorrow. Scored 90 points tonight. 5 girls in double figures. Another one had 9.
Well, and it started off at inception. Kennedy Stamper got it going, and after she got a 3 down, next thing you know, it's 19-0. We played 4 minutes, and you can name the score from there.
Cardinal girls at one time on a 25-3 run. What a tear. They had led by as much as 61 in this game. En route to shooting 52% from the floor for the game. 35 of 67, 9 of 23 for 39% from 3-point range. 13 of 15 at the foul line. A sparkling 86.7%. For the Cardinal girls, 19 points in the game for Kennedy Stamper. Stamper had 12 of those in the first quarter of play alone. She also had 2 steals in 17 minutes of play. 9 points for Kylie Chestnut off the bench. Chestnut with 2 rebounds and a steal. She played 12 minutes. T. Yeast, 19 minutes of play. A stat stuffer, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. She played all over the floor. 14 points to play. Jalen Green comes away with 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Also for GRC, Kylie Stakeland scored 2 points, got a rebound, dished an assist. 10 minutes of play. It was Kanaya Jones. She did not score in the ballgame, did have 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and an assist. Looking at some of the other Cardinal players, Maddie settles in the game, 3 of 5 shooting for 8 points off the bench. Came up with 2 steals in 9 minutes of play. Leah Howard came in. She got a rebound for GRC in the ball game. And Leah Howard with the rebound. McKeely Tabor, she had 2 points, three rebounds, two steals. Playing 15 minutes was Anaya Chestnut, 9 points on 4 of 9 shooting. Chestnut with two rebounds and a steal and an assist. Other scoring, 13 points for Annette Miller. She got 11 of those in the second quarter. Miller had 4 rebounds, 2 steals in her time on the floor, played 18 minutes. Emma Cecil with 2 points in the ball game, 2 of 2 at the foul line, got a rebound. And J.D. Balzer played in the ball game for GRC. A lot of players, a lot of scoring, a lot of production.
Well, you got, what, 4 double-figure scores?
5 in the game and 1 with 9.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, they put it up tonight. 90 points in an abbreviated game.
Yeah, that's I don't know if we've done that before in our time being with the GRC Lady Cards, especially when you get in a position after, well, really right before intermission, they had that 35-plus point lead, and you knew the running clock was going to be in play the entire second half. But they didn't let up much from there.
And everybody played, contributed, and again, turning them over 27 times, 27 points on fast break scoring, and just total dominance by GRC. They'll play in the championship tomorrow, and that'll be a 7 o'clock tip time. Yet to determine who they'll be playing. That'll be decided this evening as Pendleton County plays Campbell County in our next game. We will take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have post-game wrap-up in 2 minutes right here on your Gateway Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
BMC Contracting, LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Coach Graham coming out. We'll keep it here. We'll talk to the winning coach when he makes his way over. The Cardinal girls in a final winning 92-33 over Mason County. GRC moves their record to 29-4 on the season. Mason County season comes to an end. Their record now at 21-12 for the regular season. We've got Campbell County playing Pendleton County. That game is coming up. As more 10th region coverage is headed your way, we will be carrying the basketball game on WMST. If you would like to tune into that, go to 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, WMSTradio.com. Again, Gateway Radio Works, their commitment to high school sports to the community and also to the businesses and individuals that sponsor these high school games. And Coach Graham making his way up here as we'll give him a headset here. And as wow, Coach, that's some kind of start to a game. When we talked, Kennedy Samber went 2 of 8 shooting the other night. I said, we look for her to have a different game and get on. I tell you, it just started with her 3, and after that, it was a downhill. You got to roll it.
Yeah, well, she did shoot it well the other night. The first thing she says, Coach, I'm staying after practice to get some extra shots. No surprise at all that she asked that. That's just her. That's that kid. You know, we felt like that they hadn't seen the pressure all year that we were going to put on them, and we wanted to be relentless with our ball pressure and get up in the pass lanes and get our hands on ball. So we just felt like they're young guards that, you know, we could really bother them a little bit, get them hesitant, and, you know, float some balls where we can get some steals, transition. You know, I think we had a really good start. You know, we've been razor sharp in practice, really focused and scouting port. You know, these girls are hungry. You know, it's, you know, we talk it in the locker room. You know, a lot of teams are just happy to get to Friday, you know, semifinals, and there are teams that will be happy to play tomorrow night. We're not one of those teams. We're one of those teams. We're trying to finish this thing out. We want to make it to the big four. That's the goal.
You're listening to head coach Robbie Graham. His girls' record now 29-4. They pick up this win. Coach, you were talking about defensive pressure. You get 24 turnovers in the ball game. You outscore them 27-4 in fast break scoring. And in points off turnover, 38-3. I mean, it was just total dominance. And everybody you played contributed.
Yeah, you know, they kids play hard. You know, they compete, and, you know, in our practice sessions, some of the kids, you know, maybe don't get as many minutes, you know, during the game, but they just work so hard in practice, and, you know, they're going to get some pretty good players every day, day in and day out. So it's good to get to reward some of those kids that, you know, like I said, don't get a lot of minutes. And, you know, a couple of things we need to work on. They were able to get the ball in the middle of our press, and we weren't back tipping. A couple of things, you know, we wanted to fan out and not let their shooters get open and transition instead of sprint to the ball and trying to get a back tip, but we'll adjust to that. You know, whoever we play tomorrow. But yeah, the kids competed.
Well, I thought Miller brought you good energy off the bench.
She did.
T. Yeast, you had her either on the point or she was on the back line, guarding down on the baseline. You just got versatile players that are willing to do what they need.
And that's the thing about it. You know, you talk about versatile. It's so unselfish.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody cares who gets the credit. Nobody cares who scores. You know, it's just GRC hoops. You know, they know that. And, you know, they're for each other. And, you know, I've said it numerous times before. You know, we play too unselfish at times. We want to pass the ball. We have a lot of open shots. Sometimes, like, shoot the dang ball. But defensively, they're locked in. They're really locked in. And, you know, whoever tomorrow, we'll be ready. It's going to be a challenge, whoever. You know, Pendle Canyon's gotten a lot better throughout the season. And Campbell's been, you know, top of the region all year. So it'll be a battle. We'll be ready. We'll watch a little bit of this. And we'll go watch film tonight. We'll get together tomorrow, shoot around, watch film. And then we'll get on the bus. We'll roll up here and see what happens.
Get those girls, get them some massages on those arms.
Yeah, right.
60 shots.
Oh, wow.
They put it up tonight.
Sure
you
did.
Had 14 kids in a track meet today.
Yes.
Who could beat who to the other end?
A lot of production. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Head coach Robbie Graham again. He's now 2-1 against Mason County. Both the wins in regional play are tournament wins. He goes 7-2 overall in his record. Coach Graham with the win, as his Cardinal girls will be in the championship tomorrow night. So we're going to step aside. We will send it back to the trusty hands of Tim Smith back at the station, the producer. He will carry our WWKY during this transition period. If you would like to keep up with 10th region play, second part of this doubleheader can be heard on WMST over in Mount Sterling, 1150 AM, 106.9 FM, WMSTradio.com. Bobby, don't go anywhere. We got game 2 coming up.
Sure, let's bring it on. It's going to be a dandy. We know that Campbell County is probably the favorite here, but Pendleton is going to try to be the spoiler.
That game's coming up. Thank you for listening. We will return. Second game on MST. Thanks for listening. So long.
Thank you.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.